I dreamed how in a great asylum, so baroque as to be filled with music daily, I was Schumann. How beside me, strict as nurses, but compassionate as saints, and wise as doctors, were my calm wife, Clara, and the portly Brahms. They played together on two twin pianos, while in an interval of casement windows, I saw such inmates as could walk were walking slowly to the stately music, upright, awake, and nearly conscious. And I dreamed I wrote a spring cantata, then fell asleep to hear it sung by thousands to a background faintly reminiscent of two clear pianos. Within the room there was a globe of all the world which I kept turning, rhythmically, to match the stepping of those endless patients. I rose to give a courtly smile to Clara, shake the hand of Brahms in friendship, and withdrew to stroll upon the cushioned lawn with these, my brothers. Beneath my feet I heard the world fall forward into traffic. Behind me there was music of my own, and I knew that here I was poor Schumann and poor Schumann only. Once musician, now the harmless madman of one room spinning.